Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. They had to wait an extra day to play in the nicer weather. It was worth the wait. Maybe not for Georgia. The Gophers jumped all over the Bulldogs today and won 8-1 to advance to the Super Region. They got a three-run home run from Natalie Denhartog right off the top, freshman from Hopkins, Minnesota, and she joins us now. Natalie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Boy, that was some kind of day, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. We really, stuck it to them and showed them what we got. It was super fun.
Because the first two games you won, they were close games, and they said, well, the pitching's been good. They haven't really broken out the bats. Today you broke out the bats.
Uh-huh, yeah, we knew we were due. All weekend, just if you look at the stats of the game, you look at how we did leading up to today, and, our whole offense was just due for a big day, and we really came out and produced.
And so, obviously, this is a thrill, and to move. Now you move on to a lot of people don't understand how this works. You go to the Super Region. What that means is now it's mano-a-mano, one team against one team, and that team is LSU, and they come here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, best of three, correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Now, and that should be fun. They're number 10 in the country, you're number 7 in the country going in. But I want to go back a second because your name, I've always known the family in Hopkins, is a family that loves sports. Take me back to the influence of your father, your brothers, mother, everybody else, because you're a product of a sports-minded family.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every family has a thing they're passionate about, and sports is definitely our family's thing. I grew up around the football field with my dad as a football coach and my brother playing, and just watching my siblings grow up, my brother playing football and baseball and my sister playing softball. I've just always been around sports. It's just kind of all I've ever known. And they're just, I can't say enough good things about my family and what they've done for me. And I don't know, we're a family that loves to compete. This is what we live on. And it's just awesome.
Now, your dad was a regular in that weight room too, supervising, making sure guys lifted. Did he get you on any kind of a program at an early age?
Oh yeah. I started lifting hard probably like my eighth grade year of high school. And I also had an injury in my ninth grade year. I tore my ACL, and over that recovery time, I definitely got in the weight room a lot. There wasn't always one specific program, but we had some really good weight coaches at Hopkins also that really helped me out.
Now, did you miss a whole season because of the ACL?
I did, yeah. My freshman year of high school, I was out for the season.
Now, those are tough to bounce back from when you don't get repetition. How do you go through that and keep confidence in everything else?
Sitting out really help my perspective overall, if I'm being completely honest. I mean, sometimes you don't really understand how much you love a game or how much you love to compete until it's kind of taken away from you. And, going through that my freshman year of high school, it kind of was taken away from me for a short period of time. And I think coming back from that, I just had so much more appreciation for every opportunity and just so much more drive to kind of want to reach those goals and keep playing the game at the level I knew I could.
And so when you play softball and you play it seriously in Minnesota, what does that entail above and beyond your high school season?
It's just super fun. And high school is also, lots of great memories are created there, but this is just, it's the best of the best. And to be able to compete among some of the best athletes in the nation in the sport is just an unreal opportunity, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
But so you finish a high school season, then was that a club softball schedule for the entire summer and fall, or how does that work?
Yeah, I played club softball for all summer and fall. I played for the Midwest B and also the Minnesota A's and Vortex programs.
And you see some pretty good players, I bet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a ton of good club players out there.
Where does your power come from? By design, or did you just grow up to want to be a good hitter and now the ball's leaving the park?
it definitely wasn't that easy. Hitting the weight room big always helped a lot. Just, trying to be as strong as I could be. And I definitely have always been a lower body hitter. You can see that kind of just obviously if you ever watch my swing. And, of course, coming to Minnesota, our hitting coach, Coach Katie Rykovich, she's an amazing coach and really has helped me get my hips into my swing and really get that power underneath me this year.
I don't want to go too inside softball, but that lower body theory, just explain to people, because everybody thinks they see a, you know, they see, so keep your eye on the ball and, you know, and they see your hands and your arms. Explain what a good lower body means to hitting.
Well, it just means your legs. You can't stand straight up. And if you look at great hitters, even if you look at great baseball hitters like Mike Trout and among the other powerful ones, you know, the separation between their hips and their hands just creates an enormous amount of torque. And so you get that much more bat speed and weight kind of behind your bat. And, of course, you need to, you know, still have good hands and keep your eye on it. But just putting that much more force and torque behind your bat really makes the ball pop off.
Now, Natalie, you come here as a freshman. Nobody knows what, you know, what it's going to be like. When did you go, okay, I can do this. I can play at this level. How far into the season?
I actually think it was the warm-ups of our first game. I wasn't actually in the starting lineup at the time, but I remember watching the other team go out and take the field and the pitcher start to warm up and just kind of seeing the players and knowing myself and where I've come from and our team and how we've done. I was just, there was a moment just watching warm-ups and I was like, oh, hey, you know, like, we got this. Like, I got this. And we're right there with everyone.
Yeah, kind of like you see the pitch warming up, you go, okay, I'm not guaranteeing a hit, but I'm going to at least be comfortable in the box, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's interesting stuff. So you get LSU, and Sydney Smith played there before she transferred up, so you get a little advanced scouting report.
Yeah, so it'll be awesome. She has a lot of knowledge about LSU, obviously.
But, you know, you get 1,100 people in your ballpark there, which is the capacity or a little above, and that's a pretty quaint, pretty cozy, first of all, it's a great place to play. It's a great structure. But it's kind of fun to see these South teams have to come up here and endure a little of that.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. It's like, you know, we kind of feel like the queens of the north up here. And we've just, our fans have been incredible this year coming out and supporting us and just creating a super fun atmosphere to play for. You know, we can't thank Gopher Nation enough, and we're excited to keep showing them and giving them a show and being grateful for them coming out.
Yesterday, we all got up and we said, ooh, this is even worse than we thought it was going to be. It was cold. It was rainy. It was Minnesota as we know it. What did you guys do? Did you have an indoor practice? Or what do you do when you get those kind of days?
We actually had a short indoor hitting practice, and we also had a team movie together. Coach James.
What'd you see?
Yeah, we watched Rocky IV.
Did you really?
Request. Yeah.
Where at?
We have a little lounge in our athletic facility.
How was it? How did the movie turn out?
Oh, it's a great movie. I watched it growing up, but a lot of the girls hadn't seen it, and they all got really into it, and it was super fun as a team just to watch that and kind of prepare for our championship game today.
Did your dad ever pop in a sports movie from time to time to inspire you guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's really into old Western movies, but there was, of course, sports movies on as well.
Once in a while, you got to throw Hoosiers in there or something just to remind us, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love that movie.
Now, isn't this a great time to be a college student? Because you don't have any classes. You just have softball. I mean, isn't this about as much fun as it can get?
Oh, for sure. I would not trade this time for anything. I mean, the dorms are empty, the school's empty, and it's just us athletes hanging out, working hard, and playing some ball. So, honestly, it doesn't really get much better than this.
Do you know what you're going to major in?
I'm currently undecided, but I'm not too worried about it. I figure I have time to figure it out.
You got plenty of time, and don't let anybody tell you different, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll figure that out. Just keep playing hard and having fun, and the rest will take care of itself. Natalie, we appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for giving us some time. Congratulations on your season and your 3-run homer today and everything else that's gone with just a stellar start to your career. But thank you for giving us some time tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, say hi to your dad for me.
All right, will do.
You bet. Natalie did hard tugging. I mean, to tell you, she hit one the opposite way today, 3-run homer. And they turned her loose this year, got her in the lineup, and pretty soon they couldn't get her out of it. It was one of those deals with a freshman like that. You know, this fast pitch softball is something, because the game is played at such a pace, and it everything happens quick. Pitchers don't take much time. Same pitcher can throw natural motion, so they can throw game after game. Everything's tight, and so the game moves along pretty good. And it doesn't take long if you have two good pitchers to play a game. And back in the day. fast pitch softball was big in the state of Minnesota at one time, in the upper Midwest. probably 60s, 70s, around there for a bit. It really had a pretty good shelf life there. It still played in pockets. But there were tournaments and lots of teams and, you know, guys that didn't want to go to slow pitch, but they didn't want to still play. You know, baseball is a tough, tough sport because that ball is small and it moves around a lot. And if fast pitch softball, you could play three games in a day and still, you know, have some energy left, et cetera. So it was real popular for a while. And I can remember getting to play it a few times. And it was really a pretty good complement to your baseball. You know, slow pitch softball, like I said, it'll ruin your swing in baseball because you'll develop a hitch and you'll try to, you'll end up hitting pop flies and baseball's hard enough. So don't play slow pitch softball during the baseball season. That was always a theory out there. But fast pitch softball is different because everything happens really quick. And so you get your hands out and boom. And the theory was that if you played fast pitch softball, that would give you quicker hands, you'd develop a quicker swing and you'd cut your stride down so that you could play baseball at a higher level. I never got to play as much of it as I would have liked, but I really enjoyed it. There was a traveling team from Gaylord, and I don't know what happened when I was in high school a couple of times. They picked me up to play when they were short on guys. It was all older guys, like, you know, their 20s and 30s. I thought they were ancient at the time. And I'd play with them, and Artie Schrift would pitch me. Artie had a riser. Woo! Anybody seen a riser, they know it's hard to make contact with. But I always enjoyed it because you can't think. You just hit. Boom, it's there, and you hit it. And if you can do that, you got a chance. In the field, everything happens quick because the bases are short, everything else, so it's just boom, boom. It was a fun sport. And then Eddie Fainter came through town. I don't know how many of you remember Eddie Fainter. He'd pitch the ball behind his back, between his legs. He'd have like four or five guys with him, and they'd play whoever the best was in town. You know, they'd get an all-star team together, and Eddie Fainter would play. I remember watching him. I can't remember the name of his, what he called it, but he and his son and some pretty good players, and they usually won, but he had all these trick pitches that he threw. I don't know how he did that. He could throw the ball really hard and accurate, like behind his back, and make people look foolish. But it was good. Look him up on YouTube or wherever it is that you can find Eddie Fainter, and he put on a pretty good show. So, too, have the Minnesota Twins. Why that's happened next. Welcome back. Twins, Angels not far away. Right here on News Talk 830 WCCL, Corey and Dan with the call. I remember Eddie Fainter, they pitched the game. Randy Hoppy was playing against him. Citizen State Bank, he played for a slow pitch. But, I mean, Fainter just twisted him in a breadstall. And Hopsing, I don't know why we called him Hopsing. His name was Randy Hoppy. But Hopsing, Hopsing is the name of, I think, a character in a TV show. But I remember he threw one between his legs. I don't think Hop ever saw it. I don't think, to this day, I don't think he ever saw it. And that was the kind of show that Eddie Fainter put on. Let's go to Brian on line two. Brian calling in. Brian, can you add to that, or did you play a little fast pitch?
Yeah, we played a lot of fast pitch in Harris, Minnesota.
Yeah.
In the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah, it was pretty good leagues back then, wasn't it?
So Eddie Fainter came, and his name of his team you're at saying is the King in His Court.
Oh, yeah, that was the name, wasn't it? And Eddie was the King.
Yep. Then he'd also pitch from second base.
And pretty well, right?
Real well.
Now, yeah. I don't know that Eddie's still with us, is he?
I'm not sure of that. I got some friends that would know. I don't know that.
But if correct me if I'm wrong, he only had like four guys that were on the team with him, right?
Yep, catcher, and then the guy kind of played infield, and then they put a shallow outfielder out there, but then maybe guy would play first, four or five.
How did you do against him?
Actually, Boo Johnson was a really good pitcher, and they claim that he beat him that one time in Harris.
So your pitcher from Harris beat Eddie?
Yeah, his name was Boo Johnson. One of the iconic names from Harris is Stan Petrick, and then Bill Molbeck. They kept the game going there.
Oh, wow. And Boo got him, huh?
Yeah. We'd have big tournaments, and your Metro teams would come up to it. Medina had a team, and Cog, and All-American Bar, and it was a big deal in Harris. So.
And Harris, were mainly baseball players that played fast pitch softball?
No, we mostly played fast pitch in the spring. We didn't play baseball for the school. We played fast pitch.
I see. You just played like in a city or rec league instead of playing baseball?
Yeah, there was a big league up here. There's a lot of small towns that had the teams.
But those games go quick. They're kind of fun to play, aren't they?
I played third, and you got to be ready.
Oh, playing third is a different deal, man.
The whole game goes fast. It was very fun. It kind of made the whole town what it was, you know.
Oh, yeah, you get a good tournament with some hamburgers and some French fries. Everybody's happy, yeah.
Yeah, they were announcing and everything. It was just a great time through them years.
Glad you could relive them a little bit. Hey, Brian, thank you for your call.
Nice to hear you.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
The king and his court, that's what it was. I don't think the Hopster ever got the bat off his shoulders that night. I don't think he ever saw it. And one from second base, one behind the bat. And I just, as I recall, that's the way it went down. But I'd give anything today to go play fast pitch softball or baseball. Or you can play baseball at every level. Some of you people probably don't know this, but they have. If you want to play baseball in Minnesota, you have the amateur leagues. Then you have the over 35 leagues. Then you have the over 50 leagues. And many go down south and play. I mean, there are guys playing baseball in their 70s now. And there are guys that are in their 30s that are saying, I wish I still could play a little bit. You can. You can still go play. And you can play as I did. I think I played my last game when I was 44 with maybe an exhibition or two since then. I'm not 44 yet, though, so how is that possible? But if I was, and it was just a ton of fun. You're playing baseball, it's like playing Little League again, and you don't care as much about the stats as when you were playing in high school and college and all that stuff. You just kind of care about winning, and it's just a wonderful way. And from a media standpoint, you want to learn, you know, as a reporter, you want to learn how to cover baseball, go play baseball. You want to learn basketball, go play basketball. You want to learn football, go play football. That's how you figure out how the game works. You don't figure it out by sitting in a press box. Anybody can do that. You figure it out by going and playing. And the more situations you play in, the more you see a curveball curve, the more you see a fastball that on the outside corner, the more you understand and respect the game. And I say that because there's a lot of you out there that think you need to hang it up, and you don't. There's all kinds of opportunities if you love the grand old game to play baseball. And just check around, find it, check and see if it's for you. But if it is, it's kind of addicting. It's a whole lot of fun. Now, the Minnesota Twins played at a different level. They played a win all right. Tonight they will against the Angels as they continue this West Coast road trip. And it's Jake Odorizzi pitcher for the Twins tonight against the Angels. As the Twins, they've been playing home run derby of late. Until yesterday they got shut down a little bit. But in general, this has been about as much fun in terms of a stretch of baseball and Twins maybe in Twins history, except for the postseason. We'll fill in the blanks to see if they can do it again. It's the Twins. It's the Angels on your home to Twins baseball, WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.